Greetings. My name is the Reverend Lisa Mason, and I have the great honor of being the rector of St. John's Episcopal Church in Larchmont. I pray that you enjoy this time together. I'm inviting you to open your minds and hearts to whatever message God is sending you during this sermon. I think of a sermon as an invitation, an opportunity to break open scripture together, whether we are diving into what was happening in the world at the time the story happened, or whether we are discovering what this scripture means to you today in your life, or all the above, whatever God is calling you to hear, to find healing, to find hopeful, to find clarifying, to find reassuring, I pray that this time does that for you, that you have something that you can go away from this time together with, knowing that it was meaningful and you are thankful that you joined and participated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So I hope this is a familiar gospel to you. It is found in three of our four gospels. It is told in Matthew, obviously, as we're here today. It's told in Mark, and it's told in Luke. And that is for many reasons. But today I want to invite you into two particular perspectives in this gospel, and that is Jesus's ministry was one of proximity and interruptions. Jesus did not minister or change lives or heal or forgive from a distance. He got right up close into the messiest of places, and in most people's opinion, the messiest of peoples. He touched people. He broke bread with people. He went fishing with people. He washed people's feet. He let Mary anoint his feet. He came alongside people who had been cast out of society to bring them back in to community. Jesus was all about getting up close, especially to those who were desperate to know that they were loved. Not those who necessarily thought they were important, but those who had been told the exact opposite. He wanted people to know that we are a people and that each and every person matters and each and every person is loved. He also had a ministry of interruptions. Jesus really never went anywhere without being interrupted. Even when Jesus went off to take some time to pray, to be close to the presence of God, usually his disciples, but people always came and interrupted him. And most of the time, he was gracious. Now, one of the stories, one of the versions of this story I really love is in the Gospel of Luke, because you might remember this. Jesus gets a little cranky. He's on his way to heal this leader's daughter who has died. And like all of us, he had a plan. And suddenly, this woman touches his cloak. And in Luke, he doesn't even know it's a woman. And he turns around and he says, "Who touched me?" I love that human crankiness of Jesus. It gives me great hope. But when he sees her passion, when he sees her persistence, when he sees her ability to risk everything in hopes that just coming in close proximity, even if it's enough to just touch her fingers to one part of his cloak, she believes with all her heart that he will heal her. And so his heart is moved, and the woman is fully healed and restored to community. Can you imagine being that woman? She had been an outcast for 12 years. No one had looked at her with love or respect for 12 years. And she was willing to risk it all in the hope and the name of Jesus. Now, we too are called to go out and be in close proximity to people. As I say often, if I could just stay in this room, most of the time I'm a nice person. But then Jesus sends us out. Sometimes we go to places that are familiar. Sometimes we go to places that we have never even thought of, dared to, or imagined that God would send us. And he sends us to be in close proximity. Because when you get close to someone, you can't help but try to find the holiness inside. Even if it's not able to communicate by a language, even if it's someone like unlike anyone you've ever met before, it takes getting up close, looking at one another in the eye, and finding the common ground. Now, I know there are times in our lives, perhaps due to the aging process, due to illness, to whatever is going on in your life, where you can't literally go. As you've heard me preach many times, our older son was a missionary in Belarus. Not everybody can just get on a plane and go across the world. The first year, we let him fundraise for it. The second year, we didn't. And we said, you've got to raise the money on your own. And a woman came up to my husband and I in church with tears in her eyes. She said, I don't know what I did to deserve not getting your son's fundraising letter. Now, don't we wish we heard that more often? And we said, well, he's young, and it's not fair for him to ask people for money from the church every year. And at that point in time, he had a jewelry business, so he did fine. And she said, but you don't understand. I'll never get to go to Belarus. I'll never get to go to do mission work probably outside the city. And that was my chance. I could go through him to whatever God is doing in Belarus. So coming up close in proximity can mean many different things to many different people at different times. Now I want to talk about interruptions. Now, I know you know I'm an intense person, so I wake up with a plan. Got a list, I got a time frame, I got a list to check off. I've got my day planned. I have never been able to do one thing on time, thanks be to God. Because interruptions are where we get over ourselves and our own sense of importance and duty, and we get to be surprised by Jesus. Whether it's the grocery store, whether it's walking to your car, I've had some of the holiest conversations with neighbors, with my arms full of stuff, walking to my car thinking, if I leave right now, I'll get there in time. And Jesus shows up. And the neighbor who has lived two blocks down, who has never had the courage to ask, what does St. John's do in that building? And more importantly, what do you do outside of that building? Worth every minute I was late to where I was going. Let Jesus take you by surprise. Pay attention to the interruptions. Because I don't know about you, but most days I see the face of Jesus when I least expect it, in the most unexpected places, and sometimes the most unexpected people. So let us listen to the proximity and the interruptions that Jesus faced in his own ministry, and let us welcome them, listen for them, and look for them, because I promise they will be a blessing, and God will equip you, just as God equipped Abraham. God will equip you for each and every word you need to say, and always just the ministry of being present, because in those moments, there's Jesus. Amen. Thank you again for this time together. I pray that we always remember that we are part of a much bigger story, the story of God's love for God's people and the call for us to learn how to love God and learn how to love each and every other person we encounter with the kind of love that God has for us. And now for a blessing. Be present to today. Do not be anxious about what might happen tomorrow. The same God who cares for you today will care for you tomorrow. God will either shield you from suffering, or you will be given the unfailing strength to bear it. So be at peace then, and cast aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you this day, and remain with you forever. Amen.